Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is April 18th, 2024. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is marvelous. The things that God has done is marvelous. The things that God is doing in us and through us and as us is marvelous. Glory to God. It's marvelous. And we rejoice and are glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope that you have a wonderful day in the Lord, that this is a marvelous day, that you lean into the God in you, understanding that God is with you all the time, every single day, every single millisecond of every day, that God is with you, God is in you, and God is giving you what you need to be victorious on this Thursday. Amen. Glory be to God. As we travel in this word for today, we have been studying kingdom living, what it means to be kingdom livers, and what kingdom living is. And kingdom living is faith. That's right. Say it with me. Faith, hope, and love. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus, and we love all. Glory to God. And we're working on that every single day. We're working on our faith. We're working on our hope, and we are working on our love. Amen. Glory to God. We find ourselves today in 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're looking at the things that God has spoken to us, commandments that Jesus has given us to do, commandments that we have gotten through Paul and Peter and John and Timothy, things that, which is Paul, is the things in the New Testament that has been given to us to do as kingdom livers that help us to be good citizens of the kingdom, to be faithful children of the Most High God, to walk in the ways that our parent wants us to walk, that our father wants us to walk, and to do the things that are required of us as children of God. So yesterday we started in 2 Timothy chapter 1, started at verse 6, and we were looking at the writings of Paul and Timothy, Paul to Timothy, and at chapter 6, it begins, I am writing to encourage you to fan into a flame and kindling. This is the Passion Translation. I'm writing to encourage you to fan into a flame and rekindle the fire of the spiritual gift of God. The spiritual gift that God imparted into you. The spiritual gift God imparted to you when I laid my hands upon you. Now, Paul is talking about the spiritual gift that was given to Timothy when he laid his hands upon him. But you got to remember, that your spiritual gift is given to you even before someone lays their hands on you. This is why Paul tells him to fan into a flame, to rekindle the gift that's in you. You know, it's not a gift that is imparted to you from somebody laying hands on you. It's imparted to you by God, that God has given to you from, I believe, from birth. You know, all of us have a gift. All of us have something that innately we like to do. Now, whether we're making a living at that or not, you know, maybe true or may not be true. But it's the innate gift that God has given you. You need to stir that flame up. You need to make that a passion. If it's something that you believe that God has given you, then you need to run after it. You need to develop it. And with the help of God, with God's help and leading in you and what to do and how to do it. Stir up the gift that's in you. Stir up the gift within you. And in the spirit and digitally, I lay my hands on you right now and say, in the name of Jesus, stir up the gift. God, show them what that gift is if they don't really know. Help them decipher the gift that you have given them, that is innate in them, that they like to do, something that they enjoy doing, God. I lay my hands on them through the spirit right now, through the digital place that we are, and ask that you stir up that gift. Help them to stir up that gift in them and that they can move forward in it. God, show them the way to do what it is that you've given them to do. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. You may be moving in it right now. You may be working at a job that you really love. Excuse me, enjoy doing it. See that as the gift of God. It is a gift of God. It is a gift of God that you enjoy doing it. So do your best and do it unto God, not unto man. Do it to the best of your ability that you doing it to please God, not man, and you will find yourself moving in the direction that God has for you. Glory to God. Verse 7 says, for God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. So I want you to continue to move on and move on in the spirit that God has given you. God says the spirit of God that God has given us is not a spirit of fear. And we talked about this yesterday, that it false evidence appearing real. Now, if you're going to rekindle the gift, and I just through the Spirit laid hands on you and prayed for you to rekindle that gift, prayed for you to move in the gift that God has given you, the spirit of fear is not for you. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Do not let fear keep you from moving in the gift that God has given you. Step up and step out in the gift that God has given you. Do it as God gives you. Learn how to listen to the voice of God directing you and moving you in that gift that God has given you. And then it says that the Spirit has given us power, love, and self-control, or instruction. Remember I told you that the word in Aramaic here can be translated revelation light or instruction. So God has given us revelation light into what it is that God has given us to do, what it is that God has innately put into us. Dig up the books of, I'm trying to think of who it is, T.G. Jakes wrote, he wrote one called Identity and Destiny. Those two books, read them, get them and read them. Then begin to move in your identity and your destiny of what God has for you. And that's innate. It's something that we have to learn how to do, that we must do in order to fulfill what God has given to us. Glory to God. All right. And we can do it with the Spirit of God that's in us, the power, the love, and the instructions that God will give us. This is what we have to do. This is how we have to do it. This is how we walk in the kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want to read the rest of this. And I'm reading it from the Passion Translation. And it says, so never be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor be embarrassed over my imprisonment, but overcome every evil by the revelation of the power of God. So Paul is telling Timothy to not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus. Do not be ashamed to say that I'm a child of God. Do not be ashamed to say I'm saved by his grace. Glory to God. Do not be ashamed to say that you're a saint of God. You are in right standing with God. You're not a sinner. You are a saint. You are right with God. Don't be ashamed to say that. Don't be ashamed to give your testimony. You might, no, and they, you know, people may bring up, oh, well, you know, you do this, or I heard you cuss yesterday, or you wore so-and-so yesterday. Now, say, okay, I may not be perfect, but I am still a child of God. And God hasn't spoken to me about what I had on yesterday, you know, and my language may not be the greatest just yet, but I'm growing. I don't cuss the way I did used to cuss, you know. Every word used to be a cuss word, but now it's every now and then. So you know, I've grown. You know, look at your growth. Don't let people badmouth you and put you down. What people say does not make you. What people say does not make you who you are. The Spirit of God in you is growing you to who you need to be. Don't listen to them. Listen to the God in you. Listen to the people who really love you and care about you. You know, don't just listen to anybody. And sometimes the people that love you and care about you might say the wrong thing, but that's okay. That's okay. Because the Spirit, because the Spirit of God in you will identify those things that you need to take in and those things you need to throw away. A friend of mine used to say, eat the meat and throw away the bone. You know, sometimes that's what we need to do. And that doesn't matter who it is that's saying to us. Sometimes we need to keep our mouths shut and not tell everybody everything. And that includes people we're married to. That includes people we're dating. That includes people that's close to us. So we don't need to tell them everything that God is speaking to us, because they don't understand how God is speaking to you and what God is saying to you. There's some things you need to keep to yourself until God has developed it in you. And once that's developed in you, they will give testimony to it. So it's Timothy. Paul is telling Timothy, don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. Speak up of who you are. Say who you are. Say that you're a child of God. Believe that you are God's child and that you're walking in the way that God has called you to walk. Stir up the gift. I've laid hands on you. Glory to God. Stir up the gift. Rekindle the fire that's in you. Understand who you are. Understand what your destiny is. And walk in it. The power of God is in you. The power of the love of God is in you. You have revelation, light, and instruction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. So take hold of today. Seize the day. And know that I love you. Jesus loves you. So much more. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast, and I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our web, our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to and just to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.